Om Shanti. 23rd December 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a powerful soul who transforms your waste thoughts into powerful thoughts and becomes an easy yogi. May you be a powerful soul who transforms your waste thoughts into powerful thoughts and becomes an easy yogi. Some children think that they don't have such a visible part, that they are unable to have yoga or become bodiless. These are waste thoughts. Transform these thoughts and have powerful thoughts. That remembrance is your original religion. I am an easy yogi every cycle. If I do not become yogi, who else would? Never think, what can I do? Because my body is not working well. This old body is useless. No. Have thoughts of wah-wah. Sing songs of wonder of your final body and you will receive power. Baba is telling about a particular group of people, a particular chunk of children who are beset with such waste thoughts, and they think that we don't think that we have any visible part, and they think that they don't have yoga, and they think that it is very difficult to become bodiless. So they are assailed by such waste thoughts, and Baba is saying to have such inferiority complex, to have such sort of playing self-victimization. This is known as playing a victim card. So playing and making ourselves victim and thinking that I can't do anything, this is tantamount to playing victim card. So thinking something very low about oneself, to have such a very low esteem, self-esteem. Baba is saying these all are waste thoughts. Transform these waste thoughts into powerful thoughts. And what are the powerful thoughts? That yad, remembrance, is my original nature. Religion, not just nature, but religion. I am an easy yogi every cycle. I have been a yogi every cycle. If I don't become a yogi, who else would? So these are the three powerful thoughts Baba has given. When you are assailed by negative thoughts or low thoughts like I don't have physical part, I don't have yoga, it's difficult to become bodiless. Rather than playing this inferior card, become a powerful yogi with powerful thoughts like remembrance is my very religion. Like, if I don't become yogi, who else would become yogi? If I am, and I am yogi every cycle. So these are three powerful thoughts. Never think, again, coming back to that. What can I do because my body is not working well? Now they have a lot of excuses. They are putting forth such lame excuses in front of Baba. My body is not working well. This is old body and this is useless body. Baba is saying no. Have thoughts of wah-wah. Sing songs of wonder of your own final body. And you will receive power. If you remember, I think last year this Murli was revised. This is 9th January 83. This blessing is taken from this Murli. 9th January, even yesterday and today's. Both of these blessings are taken from this Murli. 9th January 1983, which was the Sunday Murli of 17th September 1917. So, Baba is telling, get rid of such weak thoughts, such thoughts that weaken the spirit, that undermine the spiritual valor and stamina. And have powerful thoughts. So it's a transformation of the thoughts. When all these thoughts of self, what to call, there's an English, there is a word, self-sabotage. Self-sabotage means self-destruction. Rather than having self-destructive thoughts, have self-constructive, self-creative thoughts. Thoughts that will make you powerful. Rather than saying this body is old and this body is useless, seeing even the glory of this body. Baba often says this body is very important, because in this body only you have achieved the highest. You had 84 bodies till now, and this is the last body. So how come this body is more important than all those 83 bodies? When we were deities, that time our bodies were very pure. This is the foundation. But still, why this body is more important than all those 83 bodies? We were, as a soul, sitting on different bodies till now. 83 bodies we traveled, transmigrated from one body to another body. Now this is the last body, 84th. So Baba is saying, don't have such negative thoughts about this body, that it is useless, it is old. Why? Because sitting in this body only we have achieved this knowledge. Sitting in this body only we have recognized and identified and understood the Father. Sitting in this body only we have achieved the highest, which we never could achieve in any of the previous births. So it's not that way. This body is very, very valuable. Roman Catholic Saint, Saint Francis of Assisi, when he was old and he was about to drop the mortal coil, that time he cried and he had a conversation with his own body. He said, "Oh my body, I tortured you a lot. Oh my body, I tortured you a lot. But I forgot that when you were there, only in you and by you and with you, only I could sing the glory of the Lord. That's why forgive me for all my trespasses. Forgive me for all my transgressions. Forgive me for all the sins and all the torture and the torment that I inflicted unto you." So this body is very valuable. Now some people have got complained about their yoga. We don't have yoga. We don't have bodiless stage. And we don't think that we have any visible part in this yajna. We are unidentified, unknown beings. And nobody knows us. And such thoughts are there in some children. Baba is saying, forget all these thoughts. These thoughts will weaken you. Have powerful thoughts. Three powerful thoughts. Remembrance is my original religion. If I don't become yogi, who else would? And third, what is the powerful thought? I am a easy yogi every cycle. I am a easy yogi every cycle. So this blessing is focusing on that small group of children who are targeting themselves, who are filled with dissatisfaction, who are distraught, who are not happy with themselves or others, or who are probably jealous about others and that's why they have such thoughts within themselves. Probably they see that others have come now and they are going in front of us, and probably they feel that we couldn't achieve in life what we could have. So definitely behind these weak thoughts, there are definitely some thoughts of jealousy, some thoughts of ego, some thoughts of self-condemnation. So there is an underlying spirit of dissatisfaction. And today is Avyakta Murli, 23rd December 2018. This Murli focuses entirely on one aspect, and that is contentment. Contentment. If you see all the divine virtues, for example 36, for contentment alone Baba has used the word certificate. He has not used the word certificate for accuracy. He has not used the word certificate for benevolence, for courage, for determination, for fearlessness, for humble humility, gentleness, for introspection, for kindness, for loyalty, for modesty, for novelty, newness, for honesty, for purity, for quietness or quietitude, or for respect, or for tolerance, for sweetness, for tirelessness, for zeal. These are all 36 different virtues, and even more than that. So only for the sake of this contentment, even cheerfulness, Baba has not used the word. Only for contentment, Baba has used the word, you have to take 3 certificates. What are they? What are those 3 certificates of contentment? 3 certificates of contentment. First with self. If you get this certificate, you will get rest 2 certificates. If you don't get this certificate, you are deprived of the other 2 certificates as well. The person who is not satisfied with himself, there is a deep sense of dissatisfaction within. Do you think that if I am not satisfied with myself, Baba would be satisfied with me? No way. Every day my Amritvela is going in the stage of laziness or sleepiness or slumber or irregularity or inconsistency, and there is annoying dissatisfaction in my heart. Do you think Baba would give me certificate of satisfaction? Even if I may say that I am satisfied on the surface, probably not, but deep within I am dissatisfied. So the first and the most important certificate is self-satisfaction, self-contentment. If there is, I am distraught. Distraught means dissatisfied. I cannot get other 2 certificates as well. Or even if I get, probably I will not be happy. So first is satisfaction from self. Second is from the Father. Baba will be satisfied with me when actually Baba's satisfaction is a reflection of my own satisfaction. When I am satisfied with myself, contented with all things, automatically the ramification, the result, or the reflection, or the echo of that satisfaction would be satisfaction from the Father. And the third thing is this family. When first 2 things happen, third thing automatically will happen. third thing will take time, but because no matter what you do, not everybody is going to remain satisfied with you. Even though you may, it might not be your fault, because there are souls where dissatisfaction is in their DNA, where discontentment, they do not know the art of remaining satisfied. So you can't change their DNA for that matter. So it's in their very blood, and to extract a certificate from them, no matter what amount of flattery or sycophancy you resort to, that certificate remains a far cry. So forget the third thing, focus on the first, and as a result of the first, the second will come, and as a result of the first two, the third will come. So take care of the first, second will come, take care of the two, and the third will come, and take care of the three, then what? Any other fourth certificate of satisfaction? World. Okay. Here is Brahmin. This is the circle of God. And this is a Brahmin family. And this is the world. So here are you sitting. And this is your God. You are very near to him. And this is the Brahmin family. Slightly away. But this is the world. So the satisfaction starts from within. The journey of contentment is within. So in today's Sakar Murli, Avyakta Murli, Baba told 14 things about satisfaction. So we'll revise all those 14 things. What does satisfaction does? Baba said this satisfaction or contentment is a smile. Okay. This is a smile. So he told about 14 different benefits or signs or qualifications of a contented soul. The first thing is Ruhaniyat, spirituality. Contentment reflects itself in spirituality. So the soul who is contented has Ruhaniyat. This is a sadhana. This is a means of achieving spirituality. This is the first point about contentment. The person who is contented, satisfied, santushed, will have Ruhaniyat, spirituality. That royalty. That ingrained sense of spirituality. Spirituality is not just religion. There are many religions, religious people in the world, but hardly any spiritual man. There is a religious bazaar, but hardly we see any spiritual man or fire of spirituality anywhere. Because religion is lost in rituals, ceremonials. Religion is lost in those managers of Guru or Baba says Thekedar of religion. So there is not an iota of spirituality there. Something has gone amiss. So the first thing spirituality, contentment does is it brings in you spirituality. The second thing it does is cheerfulness, prasannata. You become prasanna chit. All the questions of the life go away. And you will see with stark naked eyes that all the questions which were in my life have got merged in one big full stop. One big full stop. So the second thing that happens because of santushtata is prasannata. Cheerfulness. Cheerfulness will be the result of santushtata. You are satisfied within, outside you are cheerful. So the second thing is cheerfulness. The third thing, because of santushtata or contentment, is prapti swarup. You become embodiment of all the achievements, all the attainments. You become embodiment of all attainments. The person who is satisfied naturally gets everything on its own. He doesn't have to try. Because santushta is such one sanskar that will pull all other things to itself. It has got a magnetic pull. So the total 14 points about santushtata. The first is ruhaniyat. It will bring spirituality. The second is it will bring cheerfulness. The third is it will bring attainments. The fourth is specialities, visheshta. It is a sadhan that will attract, that with this you will get all the specialities. This is such a beautiful thing Baba has said. When one is satisfied, automatically specialities will come to you. You have not gone to their door, you have not knocked their door. They will come on their own accord. So the fourth is specialities. Fifth is all treasures. Spirituality, in spirituality, contentment is the greatest treasure, and this will attract all other treasures. So the first is spirituality. The second is cheerfulness. The third is attainments. The fourth is specialities. And the fifth is all treasures. So these are the first five. Sixth, with santushtata, with contentment, it is the proof that you are jnani. Somebody who is dissatisfied, he cannot be labeled as jnani. It is pratyaksha praman. It is the direct evidence that there is jnana in you. That means when you are distraught, you are not jnani. The very mirror of jnana is santushtata. If it is jnana, it will be reflected as santushtata. So, jnana. Seventh, you become befikr badshah with santushtata. With contentment, you become carefree emperor. A life which is carefree is the best life in this world. A life where you're not bothered, worried, stressed and tensed, fussing and fuming all the time, raving and ranting, not understanding everything is going topsy-turvy in life. Everything is upside down. In the hustle and the bustle of the world, to remain carefree, to remain befikr badshah, is a great attainment. So santushtata, seventh thing is does is, it makes you befikr badshah. It is badshah. There was Swami Rama Tirth. He had gone to America and people would ask you, who are you? He used to say, I am Badshah Ram. He used to call himself Badshah. And people would say, you look like fakir, you don't have a single penny in your pocket and you call yourself Badshah. He says, yes, I am Badshah. I am emperor. I don't need anything. That was Swami Rama. Ramatirth. Swami Ram. Rama is different. Swami Ram. Ramatirth he is known as. So seventh is Befikra Badshah. Eighth is Swaman. You remain seated in the seat of Swaman. You forget this Mera Tera and all that. And you come to the seat of Swaman. Eighth. Ninth, you become Mahadhani automatically. In yesterday's Murli revision, one of the Murli revision we saw, the mark of the Jnani is Mahadhani. Mahajnani means Mahadhani. If you are not Mahadhani, you are not Mahajnani. So, the ninth thing santushtata does is, it makes you Mahadhani, Vardhani, Vishwakalyani. Three words Baba has used. Ninth. The tenth thing, it is a chakra. It is a spin. You spin the discus of self realization and you get rid of all other chakras, all other discus. So, you spin the discus of self-realization with this contentment. 11th, it makes you nirvikalp, nirsankalp. It makes you get rid of all the waste thoughts. It makes you very stable asana. It makes you get situated in that asana of ekrasthiti. That is 11th. The 12th is taj takt and tilak. You achieve taj. Taj of what? Smriti. Tilak of what? Tilak of smriti. Takt of dil takt, heart throne of Bab Dada, with santushtata. If you are satisfied, you win his heart. That means that. And takt, taj and tilak. Takt of what? Heart throne. Tilak of smriti and taj of responsibility of transformation of the world, service. So this is the 12th. 13th is you give jiyadan. This is the jiyadan, donation of life of Brahmin. And the last point, 14th, it is the means of unnatika. It's the means of self-progress. So these are the total 14 points about contentment. Let us revise upside down. 14th, it is the unnatika sadhan. It is the means of self-progress. 13th, it's the donation of life of Brahmin. So it's a jiyadan of Brahmin life. 13th, taj, takt and tilak. It gives you the taj of responsibility. It gives you the takt of Bab Dada. It gives you the tilak of smriti, awareness. The 12th is? No. The 12th is? Nirvikalp. Okay. 11th. That is 11th. It makes you nirvikalp. 10th is? 10th is chakra. You become Sudarshan Chakradhari. 9th is Mahadani. 8th is Soman. 7th is Befikra Badshah. 6th is? 6th is? It is the direct evidence of knowledge, Gyan. 5th is? You become? Not specialities, treasures. It attracts all the treasures. 4th is? Specialities. 3rd is Prapti Swarup. 2nd is? Cheerfulness. And 1st is? Spirituality. Now I will ask you at random. 14th is? Unnatika Sadhan. 9th is? 9th is Vardhani Mahadani Vishwakalyani. 2nd is? Cheerfulness. 4th is? Specialities. 7th is? Befikra Badshah. 11th is? 11th is Nirvikal. 13th is? Jiyadan. 14th is? 14th is Unnatika Sadhan. It's a means of self-progress. 1st is? Spirituality. 3rd is? Cheerfulness is 2nd. 3rd is attainments. 5th is? Treasures. 6th is? Gyan. 8th is? 8th is Soman. 9th is? 9th is? Let me try to confuse you now. 9th is? 9th is Mahadani Vardhani. 10th is? 10th is Sadarshan Chakra. 11th is? 11th Nirvikalp. 12th is? Taj Tak Tilak. 13th is? Jiyadan. And 14th is? Unnatika Sadhan. And 1st is? Spirituality. So Baba told these 14 things about Santushtita, about contentment. Baba said, time is now. Now you get it. Now it is the time to become first. So first to, what is that? last, so first, so first. Okay? So this is the time now. This is the only time where the Santushtata is a treasure. This confluence age. So these are all the different things about today's Avyaktamurti. There is one more point there, very beautiful. While talking with Dadis, Baba has raised a very beautiful point that you have to wear one spec. Which is that? To see the specialities and to see the qualities of everyone. This is the door. This is the door, no? Means Hindi. This means a string of this garland, of this Sangatan, of this gathering. So, always see specialities. Do not see defects. And even if you see, don't describe them. Because if you describe, your marks would get cut. And if there is some instrument soul and you keep on talking about her or him, in fact, you are not degrading that soul, but you are belittling Father. There's a beautiful, very strong statement by Baba today. While describing all the Dadis and their groups, when Baba is talking with them. So where the speciality of, where the specs of seeing specialities. So this is in short about today's Avyakta Murli. Om Shanti.